Dan Fridell.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. A rare drone attack in Moscow has caused light damage and forced evacuations, AP correspondent Lawrence Brooks reports.
It's the first time residential buildings have been struck in the Russian capital since the war in Ukraine began. The Russian Defense Ministry says five drones were shot down and the systems of three others were jammed, causing them to veer off course. President Putin claims it's an attempt from Kyiv to intimidate Russia and that it's a clear sign of terrorist activities. Ukraine has made no direct comment on the attack. The Kremlin, meanwhile, has pursued its relentless bombardment of Kyiv with a third assault on the city in 24 hours. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
The NATO military alliance will deploy hundreds of more troops to Kosovo, Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said on Tuesday, a day after 30 NATO soldiers and 52 protesters were hurt in clashes.
We have decided to deploy 700 more troops from the operational reserve force for Western Balkans and to put an additional battalion of reserve forces on high readiness so they can also be deployed if needed.
Speaking alongside Norway's prime minister ahead of a meeting of NATO foreign ministers in Oslo, Stoltenberg said such attacks are unacceptable and must stop. Under fire from conservatives, U.S. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy is hunting votes from fellow Republicans for the debt ceiling deal. The Republican speaker urged skeptics Tuesday to look at the victories in the package he's negotiated with President Joe Biden. The White House and congressional leaders are working to ensure passage.